This goes to Dr. Ausiello, AUSIELLO, fax 616-754-1062, regarding Sandra Wright, WRIGHT, date of birth February 10th, 1947. Dear Dr. Ausiello, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Wright with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, COPD, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was November 21st of last year. Her weight is stable and unchanged, and she's been feeling well. She actually has been started on Jardiance, 10 milligram once a day. Losartan is 100 milligram once a day. And Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, has been prescribed, but she has not started to use it. I also wanted to highlight Torsemide, 20 milligrams. She takes 2 daily for edema, and that seems to be helping, as well as sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams twice a day, and diabetic medication also. She has stopped metformin and melatonin. Melatonin was not helping her. She's had no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She is following a fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours, and that has helped prevent weight gain in addition to the use of the Torsemide. She does also restrict salt. She does have recurrent dizziness that is not bothering her currently. And no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear with chronic incontinence. No foul odor or visible blood. And edema is minimal currently. Physical exam, her weight is 275 pounds, pulse 65, and blood pressure 145 over 75. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.93 with estimated GFR of 64. Calcium 9.4. Albumin is 3.8. Sodium 137. Potassium is 5.1. Carbon dioxide 19. Previous level was 21. Phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, 2, hypertension near to goal, 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, currently well controlled on current medications, and COPD currently controlled. The patient does also report that she's going to see another eye specialist because she's having some difficulty with her left eye that is not related to diabetes. Sometimes double vision and difficulty seeing on the left side. So she'll be seeing an eye specialist soon. She will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. She'll follow her fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours and low-salt diet. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.